It's a Daily Talk Show, episode 506.
And we're at the beach.
Mm-hmm. Laguna Beach, more specifically.
This specific one is Aliso Park Beach.
Well, Laguna Beach is the area.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
oh,
so yeah, Orange, we're in Orange County. I think that the, I don't know if they call it a suburb or what it is, but we're in Laguna.
Yeah, we're in Laguna Beach. At this, if you want to come to this one, if you like the look at this, Aliso Park Beach. So in the shop behind us, there's one of those, you banned me from Oceanside going and standing on one of the Lifesavers boxes.
Well, specifically, there was a sign saying, please do not stand on it.
Yeah, but, I mean, we haven't listened to a lot of stuff this trip. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I mean, last night, Mr. 97, in the land of the free and the great.
And it was only a good evening. Before we get to the good evening, I mean, you look like you've had a great evening. Are you keeping the cream? Were you planning to never rub in the cream?
There? Yeah, there's still cream. Okay. I've said 2012 was a good year, but it was also a year that I came down with a cold sore in LA.
Yeah.
And I went to the same CVS to get my Zevirax.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's quite triggering, actually, having a cold sore. If anyone gets cold sores on the live stream, send me some love if you get them and you know what it's like.
Kat has asked me to sing the OC song again, which I think I've done enough on
this
trip.
If you want to see that, it's on Instagram.
But have you ever watched Laguna Beach?
Back in the day. Back in the day. So it's just come back out, or is that...
So it's a new one. It's, what is it called? The Hills...
Well, so that's Hollywood, right?
No, so, yeah, so there was Laguna Beach.
Yeah.
There was Newport Beach. Newport, sorry, which was another one. Do you know any of these 97?
No.
Probably not.
No.
You're actually too young.
Yeah.
Do you know who Spencer is?
No.
Brody?
No.
Lauren Conrad?
Brody Jenner. You know Brody Jenner.
Lauren Conrad?
No.
Okay, well, it doesn't matter. Anyway, it's it's an iconic area for reality shows around the OC. It was a big thing, but the OC was an actual fictional show. I don't know what came first.
Mr. 97's confused.
A little bit.
Define fiction.
the not real section. But no, it's a beautiful day here, as you two would say.
The lifestyle around here. I just always look at the really tanned men that are walking around, and I'm just thinking, what do you do? Like a guy walked up quite close to our vehicle, and his long hair, he just looks so beachy.
Yeah, very happy, very calm.
I mean, he's grounded. He's by the water. It's the sun's setting. It's beautiful.
Yeah, if you were looking on Instagram, you would have seen our mate Tully Smythe post some content.
Some of the most gorgeous shots.
Yeah.
Of Mr. 97 I've ever seen.
Also, yesterday she invited us out on the town in Los Angeles.
Yeah, so we've had our first LA out on the town experience, which it could be our last, only because we've got a busy week ahead with filming and videos and podcasting.
Well, I think that we record an episode at the Mondrian with with Tully. And can you smell that smoke, by the way?
There's a fire happening somewhere. Oh, there is. Oh, one of the best things, Australia. I don't think the Gronks in Australia could do the right thing.
Everyone's been putting O-bikes in them.
Yeah, so there's pits. There's fire pits that are made out of big concrete. Like, they're a big concrete pit, and they're on the beach. So there was a bunch in Oceanside where we were, and we're just smelling. You could probably see it if you're watching the video. There is... a fire pit going, and so
it's giving
that.
Me a bit of asthma. But yeah, so we recorded.
I don't have my pump either.
Yeah, not at all.
Tully, help!
We need some Ventolin. But yeah, so we recorded an episode with Tully, which will come out later in the week. But it was our time for Mr. 97 to go out on the town, and not only that, but I said to Mr. 97 that as a support, it felt a bit rich of me to be not much of a drinker. And to then be celebrating and expecting him to get on the piss.
And we know that I don't drink.
Yes. Well, this year you
don't.
This year. And so we decided that we'll do it together. And I think that Tully was surprised. She assumed that a 29-year-old would be pretty good. She called it white girl wasted is what she was planning for Mr. 97.
Yeah. It's because that sort of... depiction of a white girl skinny can have one drink and then just like it's in the movies. It's a classic saying. So and Mr. 97, he hasn't really got drunk
never
ever in your life.
No,
actually Andre from the Coconut Crew has just joined the stream. Guys, back to how great I am, says Tully. And Sarah says hello. And that's just on the stream. And so we went to, what was the bar called?
EPLP.
And it's owned by
Grant
an Aussie,
Smiley.
And he was a DJ.
I spent my youth going to Prince of Wales, the nightclub on Fitzroy Street, watching him, John Corse. He was a part of something called TV Rock. And he's gone on to do some amazing things. And he's got one of the most pumping bars in LA.
Do you think it's okay to talk, now that we've been there, can we talk about the ID thing, or should we just avoid that completely?
Grant wouldn't be too happy.
I mean, Grant's... I'm not going to cover it all, actually.
But, let's just say there's some differences in laws in different countries. And Mr. 97, how is your
how
first...
old are you? What year were you born?
What year were you born?
97.
How old are you?
22.
Good one. So anyway, we got through that, but it did involve a bit of pantomime from me and a bit of panic and me saying I don't have Mr. 97's ID. And we ended
shaking.
Up, I was actually shaking.
He's a method actor. He's been waiting for this moment his whole life.
Oh my god! And because I was realizing that moment, I'm like, oh my god, I can't lie. So I'm like, if I look, so I'm just going to go that this is terribly wrong. That's sort of the energy that I'm feeling right now.
Anyway, in short, you got white girl wasted, Mr. 97.
Yeah,
yeah, he did. But how was the experience? What sort of drinks did you have?
What was the first? It was the first one was like fruity.
Mate, I wasn't even drinking. I guess I'm one that should know.
We had a wet
pineapple
pussy.
Pineapple vodka. I think you got, and then you moved into a wet pussy shot, which in America is
those shots were huge.
It was like, it's half a glass of alcohol,
like a big glass, not like a shot glass. No. It was massive.
And so you drank half a glass, and then there was more pineapple somethings.
Yeah. And so Tully was saying that she thought that I was killing the vibe because I kept talking about being drunk.
The observation from my side, the sober side, on you three.
The sober side. That'd be a good memoir.
The sober side. So it was... like. So I got drunk for the first time maybe 13 or 12.
Yeah.
12, probably 13, and I think it was my brother's 21st or something like that. Anyway, I remember having
God,
the conversation.
Oh my God, there's dolphins.
Is there?
Look out there where my fingers are pointing. You'll see it pop them. Again. No, I know this isn't good for podcasting, but no, give it another 3 seconds.
Okay, three. Oh, there we go. Dolphins, that's sick.
There's
that's
dolphins,
sick.
Guys.
Anyway, so I remember having conversations with my other 13-year-old friends who were getting drunk for the first time as well. And the difference is you guys are now fully grown adults. Mm. So it's this weird little, like, giggling, and you were basically 13-year-old boys.
Yeah. Well, homeboy Jake was asking what sort of personality was Mr. 97?
We called it. We said that he'd be louder than normal, but he's a sweetheart, so he's not angry. I've never seen him angry. Do you even get angry?
Not that often.
When was the last time you got angry?
At someone else, or it's usually at myself. It's never really at other people.
No, he's hard on himself.
I get it. It actually makes a lot of sense. I get angry at you too. But yeah, so Tommy, we sat down. We're having these drinks. They were delicious, and so we probably had four drinks when Mr. 97 started needing to go to the toilet.
I mean, if Gemma's on the live stream, she's probably going to be cringing. She would have had the conversation around breaking your seal years
I'd
ago.
Never
so this
heard
is
of that
a shit.
Before.
I haven't thought about this shit.
And so, what does it mean to
so
break
long?
Your seal?
Breaking your seal. It's like when you first start drinking, and if you pee, if you feel the urge to pee and you do it, there's no coming back from it. You'll continue needing to pee all the time.
It was a night of breaking seals for Mr. 97. Tully has actually just said, 97 was sitting on my lap at some point, wasn't he? Yes, he was. We were playing a game that Tully had on her phone that would sort of encourage us all to drink by saying, okay, you need to either take your top off or take four sips.
It was a drinking game, and so you'd put the people in the space, so there's four of us, you'd put Mason, Josh, Tully, Tommy into this app, and then it would randomise and pick two names. So one of them, I mean, I wasn't even drinking. This is how much I was putting into the team. It said, Tommy, lick Mason's elbow.
Yeah. And you did.
Yeah. Mate. Mm-hmm. Went in LA.
And so,
went in LA sober.
And so it was, yeah, there was a bit of criticism that I was, because I was worried that 97 could potentially have been looking wasted, and I was worried about liquor laws and being.
I mean, I did feel
out.
It.
So what was the feeling? Describe the feeling.
Everything was spinning. Like, a little, I think.
Kylie Minogue style.
It felt like, I guess, like a bit like vertigo. Uh-huh. Like, you don't really know what's happening. It's hard to focus. Everything's blurred and in slow-mo.
The thing is, you guys were so transfixed. And it's like you're just adults. You know how to articulate words and explain what's happening to you, mm-hmm. more so than a 13-year-old boy or girl who's just smashed a few wet pussies. So, you were wanting to get into the weeds of the feeling. But the thing is, people who drink, uh-huh.
They don't talk about it.
They don't talk about that. And they also, you lean into it. So if you can't walk, you can't walk. You're just trying to walk. So it becomes, I've got to get to the bathroom.
Yeah. So that's
all on my mind.
Yeah. I felt like I was doing a lot of whispering to you. Like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to walk. Or other things. But I think I was respectful, because I remember saying multiple times, I'm like, just tell me if I'm being annoying. Which I actually don't do in real life.
I didn't even say you were annoying ever.
I appreciate that. It would be rich for a guy who had some good years on the booze to the first time you don't drink with your mates just being an absolute sook about it.
I know. I've told you the story. One time I was fly kicking a metal door, mm-hmm. And James, Conspiracy Jimmy, mm-hmm. sent me a text message the next morning and said, mate, was horrible. You took it. And I felt so bad. But it just all hits you as soon as you open your eyes in the morning. What did I do? And did you have any of that this morning?
Oh, Mason did.
Yeah, Mason O'Sevs?
I mean, it was not panic or anything like that. It was just foggy. And my eyebrow hurts because I think I walked into a door.
There is a bruise. There is a little bruise.
Yeah.
Let's have a look. Oh, yeah. It looks like you've had an eyebrow piercing or something.
Yeah.
I mean...
Well, I thought I was going to clear it. Uh-huh. I thought I had heaps of room.
Well, you know, you hear Dutch courage. It comes out in the weirdest way. So for me, I'm not like, even though I'm a vegetarian, don't like mushrooms that much. All the food was delicious, and even everything. I was just eating it. I was like...
Eggplant was great.
None of, like, any textures that I wasn't a fan of. I was 100% fine. Yeah. It was delicious food.
I tell you what, Tully had some great advice, and it was mostly directed to Mr. 97. Yeah. Because
the more drunk she got, the more advice she was giving as well, which is great.
But the advice around the eating, so if you go out, mm-hmm. and, you know, we're in a group setting, but I think she felt like she needed to assist you along because it was your first time in mm-hmm. going out to this, and you're quite specific about the foods you eat. And her advice is just, if someone brings something out, depending on your dietary requirements, if you're mm-hmm. allergic, don't.
Yeah. Did you eat meat last night?
No, no, no.
You didn't?
No, no, no. I think Tommy was slightly annoyed that maybe the taste, like, I know that I've been to Chin Chin before and been with a vegetarian, and there's always the concern that you could be jibbed the good meat based on them trying to cater for the whole table.
No, they catered for you. They did us fine. I think you walked away having eaten half of what I
Tully
did.
Said, I swear I didn't eat anything. That's so true.
I kept on trying to bully Tully into eating. I was like, mate, you got to eat something.
I ate her dessert. It was delicious. I remember the funny thing is, I'm like, I can't be the guy that just eats Tully's dessert. Yeah. So I'm like, hey, let's share it, Tommy. And then you had like the tiniest bit. Yeah, and I was like, thanks.
What was dessert? I can't even remember dessert.
You ate it though.
It was, what it was really it? Yum.
Coconut pudding.
Oh, it was really...
There was a coconut pudding there.
Yeah, mate. Mm-hmm. It was lovely.
Yeah, it was really...
To rate the night, Mr. 97, out of 10, mm-hmm. for you, you know, a lot of firsts going on there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Not 8 or 9 out of 10.
8 or 9.
8 or 9.
What would have made it a 10?
Be honest.
Yeah. What didn't meet your expectations and what did? What were the really great bits? Start with the great bit. What surprised you?
It was fun. It was fun being around everyone. Like, you forget you don't have any anxieties or any worries about anything. Mm-hmm. It's like you're present and you're sort of like taking everything as it comes. So you're sort of just like in a state where you're just not worrying about anything. And that's, I was unexpected.
It's intoxicating, isn't it? Because I realize why I don't drink, because in those moments I'm like, why don't I do this all the time?
It's like,
if I could be at this default state.
Yeah, it's
but
amazing.
Then you're like all of a sudden doing that within the context of an office, like a workplace on a Monday.
At that point it's gone too far.
So you like the it's an anti-anxiety drug. What were the things that didn't live up to the expectation?
I mean, we didn't dance at all.
Being at a venue that is owned by Grant, I would have assumed some fucking...
We went back upstairs and there was a DJ that started cranking. Well, we left at 10. It was before 10.
Okay.
We walked out of those doors and so it's only just starting to...
To pump. Mm-hmm. No, I get that.
Yeah.
So anyway, good night out, boys.
Yeah.
Good night.
And so this morning we got up. I was fine. My tactic, don't drink any water so I don't have to get up and piss during the night.
This is the kind of bullshit I'm hanging around with.
But it worked brilliantly. I didn't need to go to the toilet once. I woke up at 8 o'clock.
I pissed so much.
Yeah, and so you woke up. I felt like you were maybe mild panic attack because you were out the front. When I came out of my bed, you were out the front with your top off, doing like stretches, and you actually I was
doing a workout.
Mate, he had a fucking great night. He's the confidence is still within him.
Yeah, you
don't know he got that confidence from.
I mean,
Tully.
I think that the thing was that I was worried because it was like 8 a.m. and you had decided to be obnoxious with this exercise that required you to clap every time, and so he was clapping. I'm like, he's gonna fucking wake up the neighbours with that clap.
It was 8 o'clock in the morning
on a Sunday.
Yeah, it's fine.
No,
it was clap push-ups. It wasn't that loud.
Okay,
worked Tommy up.
Have you seen any more dolphins, Josh?
No more dolphins. But
this is magical. The sun is beautiful. Almost.
Well, look at it. Yeah, look at it. Over
almost
there.
Right.
Scooter
down.
Derek has joined us.
We are
live streaming. I'm so sorry, Derek, because. Derek asked, hey guys, I want to watch your Instagram live streams, but I just need pre-warning.
Need a bit of warning.
And so we pre-warned, but then we realized that I'd fucked up the sunset by an hour.
Yeah,
and
imagine if we waited, it would literally be going pitch black. It's already sinking now.
It's getting dark.
We're going to have to pull the pin quite soon. The moon is out. It is lovely. This gives me panic in this with these shorts I've got on.
Why?
Because... when I was year 7, they used to give us these exercise shorts for PE class.
Sure.
And remember how like some pants have shorts inside, undies inside of them?
Yeah.
Which I don't like.
Well, you've got two options. You either wear underwear and double up.
Yeah.
Or you
free ball.
Free ball, but... they're in like they've
encased,
got
yes.
they're encased. You've got
you've got a
little support,
uh-huh.
And so there was one time in some kind of sporting that we're doing, all sitting around in a circle, and I had my legs up like and I just remember this group of girls, these young, you know, the same age as me, all year 7. But what I was meaning, I was thinking about young girls and how they're like giggly. They were all doing that, and they look over and they're just like pointing down. I've just got this. Little nut, and it was little.
Yeah, it's not ideal. And so these shorts remind you of that.
Oh, mate, that's why I've just been thinking about it.
Uh-huh.
But I've doubled up here.
Yeah.
They've got undies.
I mean, a bunch of firsts for Mr. 97 last night. First for a long time for you was driving in the US today. How did you find the experience?
Oh, for me, yeah, first time on this trip. Yeah, I mean,
so because
2012,
the last time was
great
2012.
Year.
Great
drove.
Year.
We drove
but
past.
I did think about it. I was like, when you start driving, I'm like, fuck, that was, I've driven every year in the US since 2012.
Yeah, but I drive, the difference is on the other side. So I think it was an easy start. Uh-huh. I drove onto a highway, so through some sort of like a little town onto the highway. It's once you get into it, I think it's when you're getting into sort of downtown or you're trying to, navigate left and right, which you've done a lot of. You've been killing it. So
thank you. But have you enjoyed that? I mean, how does it change a travel thing for you? Do you enjoy being behind the wheel? Do you like road trips?
Yeah, it makes it feel like it's more like back home.
Yeah.
You're doing shit. You're not just getting carted around, mm-hmm. chauffeured, which yeah. has been lovely the last mm-hmm. couple of days.
And so we took the highway. We went from West Hollywood, stopped off at CVS, got you your cream.
Zivirax.
Why do they keep Zivirax in a sealed thing?
Well, I don't know. Over here, it's $18, mm-hmm. and maybe it's just a cost thing. Mm-hmm. But it's not a prescription medication.
No, I think there's wine there that's more expensive.
Yeah, true. Bottles, no. But then they've got security tags on top of them. So maybe it's that they're not an item. So what they do over here is they lock off the end of the hanger, so the end of the thing where you... So it goes through the packet and you pull them off. And so maybe it's just too much to put protection things on each packet.
No, I get that.
And so anyway, I bought it. Mm-hmm. And you have to ask someone, yes, I need Zivirax, you know.
That's
fine. Yeah,
I
got a cold. Yeah, but there's a lot of anxieties wrapped up in it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so looking at it. Are you looking at my cold sore?
No, I mean you can't even see it because your beard's like covering it. So
okay.
I mean the good thing is it felt like the perfect time to also for us to get our own chapsticks, no longer sharing.
Mm.
Don't you think? As you're laughing, cream just came off your face. That's fine. No, that's fine. So you were very much.
Mate, I think it's
sold on this coconut ointment that you were using.
Yeah, it's better than the chapstick.
No, I think that. What do you think? Mace?
My chapstick's been great.
Oh, I'm loving it. I've got cherry? Like a cherry flavour, cherry chapstick.
Real Laguna Beach
very
chat.
Katy Perry. it was great. And so, no, we went to CVS, got a few snacks, went to Whole Foods, got some peanut butter cups and all different types of things like that. And then we went on the road. And we actually drove past Laguna. And then went to, what was it called? Oceanside.
Oceanside or Ocean View?
It's Oceanside. I said Ocean View before, I'm sorry.
And so we walked out on the pier, and it's one of those, if any kind of movie that's set by the beach in California, mm-hmm. you're seeing the big pier high up. They're quite high, the piers, mm-hmm. over in LA, in Los Angeles, along the Californian coastline.
Mm-hmm.
Heavy duty, and so people surfing below the pier. This place is just... It's weird because I think we grow up here. Look, there's a bus, OC. Like, grow up seeing all the shit on telly.
Uh-huh.
And then it's very much like it is. Which had a lovely guy came up and spoke to us.
Yeah.
Things, a lot of people come up and speak to you in
and
this town.
And they're not all crazies. Like, he was lovely. Like, you just assume that someone's going to come up and have a chat to a stranger and say, hey, I need a showreel done, that it's going to be a bit of full of shit.
Well, last night we were speaking to a guy...
Were we?
In an Uber.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Yeah. Karaoke legend on Instagram.
We'll give him a shout out.
And he's
done 26,000 Uber drives.
Yeah, he's done a lot of Uber drives.
That's so 26,000.
26,000.
But he was on American Idol. Oh, hi, Daniel, by the way. Hey, Michelle. And also, hey, Derek, who are on the Instagram live stream. Yeah, but he was, first off... He was frustrated. So he's an actor, singer, karaoke legend, and he was driving and his Uber app wasn't working and he was really angry. He was saying basically, I'm not going to make any money.
Yeah. Well, he'd already started driving, so we got in it and he hadn't activated it. So I haven't seen this happen in Melbourne. Have you?
No.
And so it wasn't connecting to my drive. Mm-hmm. And so it was like, he started driving. So in fairness... He's literally just being a chauffeur for free right now.
And so he was getting a bit angry about that. But then we asked him, he said, what have you worked on or whatever? He said, oh, a lot of commercials. I said, have you had a favourite line or piece of dialogue? And he goes, oh, I can do impersonations. And so he started doing a bunch of impersonations.
He did the Joker.
Was that the Joker?
You did the Joker and...
some other guy. We didn't know
I didn't know the name of it. Yeah, I was sort of... hoping for sort of more popular characters.
But we laughed. Mm-hmm. We gave it a real good laugh.
Yeah.
And I said to you after, were you just giving him some?
I was supporting, yeah. I
mean, did you find it funny?
Oh, I found the whole thing funny. Yeah, and the thing is...
Were you laughing at the situation or his accent?
No, I was laughing at just like...
His impersonation.
Here's a guy who's driving us in an Uber, who's like, he's taking both hands off the wheel as he's doing it.
Yeah.
He's like driving. He's not... holding the wheel and he's doing impersonations. I think that's really fucking funny. Anyway,
that was funny.
Yeah, it's been great in LA. We nearly went to San Diego, but then we
decided that we wouldn't be back for a while.
But tomorrow we've got Targa, I think.
Hopefully
On the show. Hopefully,
So we've got a bunch of guests. Like this has been us kind of settling in, getting our chats, our conversations, like exploring and sharing that with you. But we're going to start slowly over the next couple of weeks, rolling out. We've got Reese Mitchell, who's I can't wait to see. I haven't seen him in months. Yeah, he's my best mate.
Targa Sahune, she is a creative producer at Capitol Records, and she looks after all the music videos for Katy Perry and
Halsey.
And so it's
a huge
bird.
They're seagulls, but they're just like super-sized seagulls.
Look at its
but
eyes.
He's gonna shit on me. He's absolutely gonna shit on
me. Well, we better go. Any other thoughts? 97 LA fact of the day. One on the spot.
LA fact of the day.
This is a good producer. He's got his notes up.
In 2001, a man from LA upset with the poor exit signage on the 110 freeway modified an overhead sign under the cover of night. The California Department of Transportation investigated it, approved of the workmanship, and let it stay up for 8 years.
That's good.
So good.
I appreciate that a lot.
In the LA Times.
Hey, guys, I know, like, this trip is about sort of pushing the boundaries for you two. This is very much what I would just do after this.
I know what you're going to do.
Can we go and sit down? No. Go and sit down with the people at the fire. Just chat.
With the people? Are there people there?
There's people. Someone said it. They're not gas fires. They're real fire. Can we just go and hang out?
Nah.
Come on, dude.
I'd love to go for a walk.
All right, you go for a walk.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for a swim.
Walk.
You go for a walk. I'm going to go for a swim and then go sit by the fire. Okay. How good's that?
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
I'll do whatever you want. I'm going to listen to a podcast, go for a walk. I'm going to walk as far as I can go and then come back and let's
reconvene.
Meet back here at 6.
6?
In an hour.
All right.
It's the Daily Talk Show. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com is the email address. We are on Instagram, obviously, The Daily Talk Show. Thanks to everyone who's been watching on here. Any earthquakes, boys? Jake. No.
Hopefully not.
Daniel says you're one of my favourite podcasts. Thank you, Daniel.
Thanks, Dan.
And that's about it. Kroger, thanks for joining. Kay Sheedy, thank you. Chompomatic, mate. Hello. and everyone else for joining. It's a Daily Talk Show. We'll see you tomorrow, guys. Have a good one.
See ya.